is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 3rd of March 2023. Now with the show.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ from Ham College, with another update. As mentioned in our last update, our tenure at Whalemax Scout Hall is coming to an end, with the City of Canning not agreeing to renew the lease with Scouts WA. We are very pleased and grateful to accept an offer from the Wollaston Scout Group to hold our courses and exams at the Wollaston Scout Hall. This will start in April with both the first foundation course for 2024 and the start of our advanced standard course in March. We also acknowledge and thank very much the Whaleback Scout Group for hosting us for well over 10 years. On a similar subject, a big shout out to the members of the college who turned up to our busy bee in early February to start the much dreaded task of decluttering the shack in readiness for the move. Also thanks to Parg for allowing us at Pargfest, where a lot of our unwanted gear was sold off. Our next busy bee to complete the move out of Whaleback will be on the 9th of March at 0900, and all members are welcome to assist. Please contact Steve, VK6SJ, if you are attending. Our next foundation course will take place on the 6th and 7th of April, with the exam on the following Saturday. Our next advanced standard course will commence on the 19th of March. Spots on these courses are filling fast, so if you'd like to be on either of these courses, contact us via the Contact Us page on our website, www.hamcollege.org.au.
Good morning, campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Man Up Ham Campsham Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, Ham Campsham is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737 and their significant others to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Man Up Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a Square card reader on the weekend available, and SEG can take online payments. Boyer Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Campsham Facebook page for up-to-date information, and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo, Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo, at gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
Hi, this is VK6RRG. This is WAG News, and just a very quick message from us to remind you that Monday, the 4th of March, is a public holiday. Therefore, the next meeting of WAG will be on the 11th. Usual bat time and bat channel, that is to say. You can find us at the Sea Scout Hall down the end of Australia 2 Drive. For the GPS, that's number 12 Australia 2 Drive in Crawley, all the way down the end and sharp left. Doors will open at 7 for a 7:30 PM start. Tea, coffee and bickies are available with plenty of time to have a bit of a catch-up and chit-chat both before and after the meeting. Love to see you there. Not tomorrow night. No. Next week, the 11th of March. This has been Mark, VK6FIVE, for WAG. 73s from VK6RRG.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. Thank you. The CQQRS Net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's March Bulletin goes to air tomorrow. This month, instead of the usual broadcast, we offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, now Silent Key. This is because broadcast compiler Andrew, VK3CAH, only has enough spare time to compile new material each alternate month. The latest news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Now some broadcast details. At 8 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. Also at 8 a.m. tomorrow, local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local, the program will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-meter transmission on 7088 kHz by Chris, VK6JI. On Wednesday, March the 6th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 4:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the AR Newsline. On Sunday, March the 10th, repeats of the REOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News. Full details of all transmissions, times, modes and frequencies are published on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. If none of these times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today. But if you do download the file, some brief feedback comments would be appreciated. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, March the 12th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East, repeat, Guildford East Station. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the March RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Have you ever had a day when nothing you started actually got anywhere? I've had a fortnight like that. Several weeks ago, I wrote a couple of articles about emergency communications and its tenuous relationship with our hobby. As a result, I managed to get a week ahead of myself and started using that week to do some long overdue analysis of the Whisper or Weak Signal Propagation Reporter dataset. I've started this process several times, and I finally had a whole fortnight to come to grips with 6.7 billion rows of data. Spoiler alert, it hasn't happened yet. The data contains a record of every reception report uploaded to whispernet.org since Tuesday, the 11th of March, 2008, at 22:02 UTC. It's published in compressed comma-separated value text files, and after previously spending weeks of wrangling, I managed to convert each one into an SQLite 3 database. This wrangling was required because some amateurs used commas in their call signs or grid squares, or backslashes, or both, and SQLite import isn't smart enough to deal with this. After doing this conversion, I could actually query 191 different databases. I could collect the results, and 3 weeks later, I'd have an answer, just in time to download the next month of data. Garth, Victor Kilo 2, Tango Tango Yankee, suggested that I look into Parquet as an alternative. No joke, this changed my life. I managed to convert all the compressed CSV files to Parquet, a process that took a day rather than a week with SQLite, and then I could start playing. If you're going to do this yourself, make sure you have a big empty hard disk. After a few false starts, the report that previously took 3 weeks returned in 3 hours. And if we're getting technical, since I know this will make at least somebody laugh, the Parquet files are stored on a USB drive connected to an iMac that has the directory mounted via SSHFS to a virtual Linux desktop machine that's running the DuckDB binary inside a Docker container, running on a different virtual Docker machine. If you're keeping track, the database travels across USB via two SSHFS mounts to DuckDB, and it still only takes 3 hours. So, impressed doesn't even begin to describe my elation. If you're asking why, the answer is that I don't run untrusted binary executables on my host machine. This allowed me to start doing what-if queries when I discovered a fun issue. A chart I generated with minimum, average, and maximum power levels over time showed that there was at least one station that was claiming that it was transmitting with 103 dBm. For context, that's multiple times the power of HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which in 2012 was the most powerful shortwave station using only 95.5 dBm, or 3600 kilowatts. and only 2 dBm shy of the 105 dBm, or 32 megawatts, used by ANFPS 85, part of the US Space Force's Space Surveillance Network, able to track a basketball-sized object 41,000 kilometers from Earth. In other words, 103 dBm is less of a whisper and more of a roar. Funnily enough, not every receiver on the planet reported these transmissions, but more than one did. So the issue is at the transmitter. Unfortunately, when I started looking for reports using more than 60 dBm, there were plenty to choose from, over 18,000. While that's less than 0.0003%, it made me wonder how much of the data is dirty, and what should I do about it? There's other examples of dirty data. My beacon has been reported on 24 MHz, which is odd since my license conditions do not permit me to use that band. Odder still is that several other beacons, normally on 28 MHz like me, were also reported on 24 MHz by the same station. How often does that happen? I've previously reported the missing data from the hybrid solar eclipse in 2023, just under 2 hours and 12 minutes before the eclipse and the 38 minutes following it was missing. I've not yet checked to see if it magically reappeared. Then there's the faulty decodes. I've talked about this before. Different whisper versions are better or worse at decoding, and the point at which it breaks down varies. In other words, some decoded data is inevitably wrong. I have previously charted activated grid squares. Apparently, all of Earth, yes, all of it, has at one time or another been used as both a transmission or reception site, including Point Nemo, the top of Mount Everest, all of the Arctic and Antarctic, and plenty more out-of-the-way places, like, say, the Surveyor General's Corner, located in the Nyanyak-Jeriku Shire. Look it up. Interesting patterns emerge when you split activations down per band. It's not clear if those are decoding artifacts or man-made claims. I've asked the ham sci community for guidance, since dropping incorrect data on the floor doesn't seem to be the right way to go about things, and whilst correcting data seems obvious, what do you change it to, and how do you know what's correct? So, no progress to show for 2 weeks of work and barely enough to whet your appetite to get on air and make some noise. Some days are like that. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo, Lima.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast- Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.